This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today with the study which we began last time of the punishment of the wicked. Of course, it is very important for us to study about the love of God. Such passages as John chapter 3 and verse 16 thrill us to the very depths of our souls. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There are passages which again and again tell us that God loves us, that he loves every person. He even loves those who are in the midst and degradation of the most heinous crimes and sin. But nevertheless, the Bible warns us that God will punish us, and that he will do so throughout an unending eternity if we, in our rebellious attitude, reject his love. If we turn away from responding to him by loving him in return for the love which he has showered upon us. So we must consider not only the love of God, not only the goodness of God, but the severity of God. The severity of God in his hatred of sin, and the fact that he in his very nature cannot tolerate sin. Now as we think about the punishment of the wicked, and we do not mean to be studying in this series the consequences that come to man because of his wrongdoing in this life. And after all, there is a consequence to sin even in this life. The anguish of conscience and many times the disease and various kinds of troubles that come upon us because of our wickedness. But I'm concentrating in this series on the punishment of the wicked after death. Now we raise the question, when does the punishment begin? It begins immediately after death. In Luke chapter 13, beginning with verse 19, we have the account of the rich man and Lazarus. And here you'll recall that immediately following his death, the Bible makes clear that the rich man lifted up his eyes in torment. Now, there simply is no such thing as soul sleeping as is taught by some of our religious neighbors. The Bible makes clear that no man can kill the soul of another man. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, Jesus says, "Be not afraid of him that can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but fear him who is able to destroy both body and soul in hell." Now, if it is the case that the soul dies when the body dies, then, of course, if a man would kill my body, he would also kill my soul. But Jesus makes clear that it is possible for a man to kill your body, but he cannot kill your soul. It is therefore clear, and certainly in harmony with the parable given, or with the account given in Matthew or in Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31, that the rich man lifted up his eyes in torment immediately following his physical death. Now, the details of Hadean punishment. Hades, of course, is the place where the soul of man goes in the intermediate state between the time of his death and the resurrection and calling men into judgment. Note that the man was in anguish, he was in a flame, there was a great gulf fixed, and he had memory of the earth. Now, there's absolutely no reason to hold that this is a parable, but rather that it is strictly a historical account. But even if it were a parable, that would not mean that what is taught in it is not true. For certainly what Jesus taught, even in parabolic teaching, was true. But here we find that two men were living. One recognized his responsibility to God and the other did not. And one of them, when he died, the angels carried him to the bosom of Abraham. That is, to a place of pleasure. But the other man, the man who had not recognized his responsibility to God while he lived on this earth, lifted up his eyes in torment. And he was in such anguish that he began to beg and plead like a little child for just a little water to put on the tip of his tongue, for he said, "I am in anguish in this flame." And note that his destiny was fixed, for there was a great gulf fixed between him and the righteous, and it was impossible for he to go to them or for them to come to him. He had memory of his family on earth, and no doubt that simply multiplied the sorrow and the anguish in which he was involved. Be with us next time as we continue this very important study of the punishment of the wicked.